Achas Nichnasti Achar Rabbi Yeshua LeBeis HaKisei. As Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud from Rabbi Yeshua, so he once followed his Rebbe into the Beis HaKisei. V'lamarati Mimenu Gimel Dvorim. His Rebbe didn't know he was there. He hid behind the door or something. So he watched his Rebbe the way his Rebbe made. And he learned three halakas from this. About then, Mor said this is Torah. He did it Lishmo to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei, to know how you have to act in the Beis HaKisei. He said, Lamarati, I learned three things. Lamarati, Shein Nifnim Mizruch Marav. You're not supposed to be facing Mizruch Marav, even though it's Chutz Loretz, as long as possible, like Rabbi Akiva. You have to be marked, but not to do between Mizruch and Marav. El et Sofim Adorim, only either Sofim and Adorim side. Lamarati, another Alocha, Shein Yefroyim Umid. As I saw my Rebbe, when he went to make, he wasn't standing, he was sitting down. And the Gemara's time, it wasn't so easy to sit down. It's not like our fancy Beis Kista we have. There were stones there, and it wasn't so comfortable. So the Mashal says, if you were allowed to do it standing up, it would be much easier to make standing up. About he sat down, it's a mash, that's the halacha. You're only supposed to make sitting down. And I watched my Rebbe, when he wiped himself, he didn't use his right hand. But the Mashal, if it would be mutter to do your right hand, everybody knows it's easier to wipe with your right hand. You're rather doing everything with your right hand. And he saw his Rebbe Vidafka use his left hand. So he learned halacha, mash, you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. So the Gemara, elabismol, or your left hand. Omale ben Azir, so ben Azir, yes, Rabbi Akiva, ad kano asta panecha, perabcha, you Rabbi Akiva, you have such asus ponim, you went and saw your Rebbe making the vase, he say, how can you went in there? Omale, tayrihi, velumadani tzarech, name, not a chutzpah, I did it, lishmo, to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei. And these are lochas he learned. And these are lochas are brought down. So it's Nogeya Bislez Mekam Osunsi about Mekanech, about wiping yourself with your right hand, Osunsi. Tanya Ben Azal Yoymer, Pamachas Nodamaisa Nechnasta Yachar Rabbi Kiva. He's now Rabbi Kiva's Talmud, he's this. Ben Azal is Rabbi Kiva's Talmud also, followed his Rebbe into the Beis HaKisei, the Beis HaKisei. It's Midi Kenegad Midi, it's his Talmud follow him in. Lamarati Mimenu Gimel Dvorim. I learned from Rabbi also the same three things. Lamarati Shein Nifnim Mizruch Amar. You shouldn't be facing Mizruch Amar. El Etzofim V'Dorim. This providing there's no wall there. You're just doing it outside in the fields. Lamarati Shein Nifroyim Umrej. You're not supposed to make standing up. El Miyeshiv. Only when you're sitting down. Lamarati. This is going on Gedalim. Not a Mashta. Not on Meiraglayim. On Gedalim. And Vayetav Lamarati Shein Mekanchim B'Yamin El B'Smel. You should only wipe yourself with your left hand and not with your right hand. Omalei of Yehuda, so Yehuda tainan to Ben Azai, ad kan hasta panecha b'rabcha, yes, such as is ponim, you followed Rabbi Rabbi Kiva into the basic. He say, Omalei, Talmud gave the same teretz. Torahi v'lumad ani Torah. This Torah, I went in to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei, it's not as is ponim. A bigger maisa now, Rav Kana, oil, gani, tusei, perayu, derav. Rav Kana was a Talmud, derav, and he went in and slept. He went under the bed of Rav Kana, of his Rebbe Rav. His Rav Kana oil, Gani, like lie down, Tusa underneath, pariah the bed, the Rav of his Rebbe, of Rav. And Bishas, his Rav, was having Tashma Shamita with his wife. Is Shmiya, so that Rav Kana underneath heard his Rebbe, heard Rav, Shmiya, the Sach, he was joking with his wife. The Sach, first he spoke to her. The Sach, then he was joking with her. The Yosef Tzrochev, then he had Tashma Shamita. Omalei, so Rav Kana from underneath, like had tainus to his Rebbe. Omalei told his Rebbe, to nei pume di abba, like my Rebbe's abba, my father's mouth, like the way you're talking like such taiva, kid loisar of tashila, like you never tasted a tavshil. Like as he was in the spoil upon his Rebbe, he was talking with such taiva to his wife, saying he enjoys her, he likes her, love, he spoke to her, divrei ritzu before the maisam. So he, like he felt it wasn't nice for Rebbe to talk such lashonis. You sound as if your mamash, you never had tashmash before. So Omalei Rav said, Kana, what are you doing here? Hochiyat, you're here under my bed. Puk, get out of here. What are you doing in the bedroom here? Lavur Chai, it's not nice to do this, to be under my bed now. Omalei Rav Kana said, no. Toirihi, v'lumudani tzorach, I'm doing this l'shmo, I want to hilchos tashma shemita. I'm here to learn halachis. So is the maisa. So Trashi, they always say this over, this maisa over to the chassanim. Rashi, the Sach, the Sochik, Emishtai, first he spoke to her, Sicha, Betelo, he spoke to Takatvar, Betelo, Matha, Sharitza Tashmas, to make him a Ritza. That's a derech over there, it's a derech of a Tamachachim, it's a derech. Not to stop going to your wife, but first talk to her nicely, Ritzui, Bimor her, and then be Yosef, Rashi, then be Shemish Mitosi. So Imamish first spent time talking to her. So the Talmud and Nid didn't know such a thing like that. He tiny kid Loisar of Tashilon. Kodam Rov, like you're talking Divrei Rich, Divrei Love, you sound as if your mama shaftaivam, a hungry person, looks as if you never had Pasach in your life. Shatanayi Kalash Rosh, Zela Taiva Secha. That you know such Kalash Rosh talking, says Divrei Rich. And Lamaisa Loch, that's what he's supposed to do. Even though Kenzan Khan did it, Rav did it, Lashmos Kenzan, he did it, Lashmos, his wife. But the Maisa Tzorach, your wife, you're supposed to make your wife in a matzah of Ritzui. She's very happy and wants the Maisa, and that's the way Tashma should be done. So that was the law Rav Khan learned from his Rebbe. Right. So the word Naz Mazda. The word of one halacha we learned before of the Beis Akisi was, Mai Ein Mekanchem Yemin. We learned before, you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. Ela b'smol with your left hand. What's the Hezbar? Omar Rova Mifnei Shatoira Nitna B'Yamin. The Torah was given the right hand, therefore it's covered for the right hand, you shouldn't wipe yourself with it. Samisa Zach. Shinema Miyaminoi Esh Dos Lomai. Because Rav gave the Torah with the Yaminoi with the right hand. Rabba Barachona Omar Mifnei Shikroi V'Lepe. Usually when you eat, you put things into your mouth, you use your right hand. So it's not nice to make your right hand miss by wiping yourself, then you put something into your mouth. Rashi Shikroivul the pair, Rigidin Lashita the pair. Therefore, your right hand shouldn't be used to wipe yourself. Rav Shimon ben Lakasham of Neisha Koshabot Tfilin. Even though you put the tefillin on your left hand, but the Maisik Shira use your right hand to tie it with. So therefore, if the Maisik Shira, you should wipe yourself. Rashi Shikoshabot Tfilin Bezroyas Merlin. It's on your left hand, you tie it with the right hand. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Amam of Neisha Marabo Taime Torah. It's Rashi Taime Torah. Rashi Negios, Taime Mikra, Shotur, and Nevi Muksuvim, Bain Benikit, Shvasefa, Bain Bagboris, Kilm, Sos Nemus, Nimuso, Shapashta Vadagra, Shasefa Matach, Mel Yodai, is when you're laying along and you want to know the trap, you use your right hand to follow along the laning. The Fritama Negina, Risi, the Kurim, Haboy Mat Yisrael. Is when they're laying, they use their right hand to follow along the Sefer Torah. But since you use your right hand for Kedusha, it's not nice to wipe yourself with it. The more kitanoi, machlokes hanoyim this, we have blazer raima, what's the time you shouldn't wipe with your right hand, mifnei she'oichobo? Because since you put food into your mouth with it, it's not nice to use, I'll get your right hand dirty. We have yeshu raima, mifnei she'kesebo, because you're right with it. You write divrei kedusha with it. We have a kibo raima, mifnei she'marabo, time etoyu. You see the different svaros. Lemaisa, it's brought down that there's another chum also, even with your left hand, metchila, if it's possible, you shouldn't wipe your hand, it's brought down with the middle finger. The middle finger, since you tie that's filling around the middle finger, if it's possible to wipe without the middle finger, you're supposed to do it. If you can't, you can't. His dog brought down a ksas kul of his man is there, they tie in some which Achman says it. One person is Lou Malam Mitzchus, that the Gemara is talking about Mekaneyach, and the Gemara's time they didn't have toilet paper. Either had to use a stone or you had to use the hands. And male hands got very, very schmutzig. So male, it's not nice, these in your arm, to use your right hand to make schmutzig your right hand. Of his man is there, but you have toilet paper, but your hands usually doesn't get that dirty. But if you can wash yourself with toilet paper, not to get yourself that dirty, you don't have that pod of the Gemara. That's what some of my friends want to say, a sas kula. But about the mitchilas, like, I better do with your left hand if you can do it. But as though this kula kula, if you don't get your hand dirty, use toilet paper, as though a sas kula. Before his mash was to Rash, before says that they wipe your hand with the right hand, you wipe yourself with your hands, and you had zoom on your hands smelled. So someone at Tainan today, if you use toilet paper, it doesn't get that Zurma, wouldn't have this Akpodah so much. Right? Omer of Tanchim, Barchan Eloi, Kol HaTznua Beisakisei Nitzu Meshtoish Advon. If you're Tznua, when you go into the Beisakisei, you Nitzu from three things. Minan Choshim, you shouldn't be afraid a snake will bite you, Minan Akrovim from the scorpions, or Minan Amazikim, you shouldn't be afraid of Amazikim. As in Zman HaGemara, these things were Shaykh, so with Chus, you'd be Tzenu, and the basic he said, these things won't happen. Shashi Shemeterz Niyosai, Misnaik Benachas of Shtikon, you go in there, Benachas quietly and easily, and Shtika quietly, Minan Nechoshim Agishim, Bel Nechoshim, don't realize you're going in there, Leska Noyes, but we mekana you. Yafa Mazikim Chosnolov, even the Mazikim have Rachmanis on you, since you know it's Nis. The Yesh Omrim Avchol Amoisav Miyushov Malov, you'll have good dreams, if you tznu in the Beis Akisei. Shrasha Sheinu Mazikim Avil Moisai, because the bad dreams come a lot because of the Mazikim, the Shadim you had before. So if you tznu, that keeps away the Mazikim. Morahu Beis Akisu is a Beis Akisu, they have a Tveria and Tveriam, Kiyavi Ayal Bei, Bei Trey. Even if two people would go in there, Afilu B'mov, even by the daytime, which usually in the daytime there's less Mazikim and two, usually they stay away from, still Miski. This Beis Akisu was like Shchiach, but Mazikim, even in the daytime, two people got hurt. Vashenkin Rabami Rabasi. Heavy Isle Bay Chad Chad, when Rabbi Miras used to go into the base, into this base Kisei, even though they went in one after another, only one at a time, Luchudeyu, Voloy Miski, nothing happened to them, no hezek happened to them. Amulu Rabbonus Rabbon Estes to yes Rabbi Mirabasi, Loy Mr. Fiso, aren't you afraid of the Mazikim? There's a place that Shkir Mazikim here. Amulu Anan Kabbalah Gamrinu. We have the Kabbalah, we learned that Kabbalah, the base Kisei. What's the Kabbalah, what's going to save you? From the Mazikim of Beis Akisei, Tzniyusa Shtikusa. If somebody is Noi Tzniyus and Shtikusa, he doesn't talk in the Beis Akisei, so that will be Matthew for Mazikim. So now, the Vice Day Rabbami Rabasi was Tznu in the Beis Akisei, they weren't afraid of the Mazikim. Rashi Kabbalah, Mesiris, Reminik, Shekabana, Rabbeseinu, the Beis Akisei. This is the Kabbalah we have, that if we're Noi Tzniyus in the Beis Akisei, it's our Tzala from the Mazikim. Right, another Kabbalah they had is the Yisuri. If somebody has Yisurim, pains or sicknesses coming upon you, Shtikusa Umeboi Rachmi. The Eitzu Shtikusa means be mekablet, we have before the Ava, be mekablet, Hashem is doing it to you, and Mevakash Rachmim, not to make a big tzimis about it. Shrashi Kabbalah, the Yisurim Shtikusa, Shleivet be Yisurim Aboimolov, don't be angry and like fight back, you have Yisurim right now. There'll be mekablet from the Eibishter, and be Mevakash Rachmim, that's the Eitzu for it. Mor Abayo, Mar bile ime imru. Abaya's mother made for him a special limb. Lamaya ba'day la beis kisei. When he went into the beis kisei, not to be afraid of the mazikim. Actually, Gemara's time there used to be a problem. There used to be mazikim, and they used to hang around the beis kisei. So Abaya's mother prepared for him, bought him a lamb, trained the lamb to go. When he went to the beis kisei, the lamb went with him. Rashi mar bile imre megadelis loisir or melamdos loy sherlichim oitamid. His mother was Malama, the Seh, she'd always go with him. I said that saved him from the Mazikim. Why the two people? Why didn't the mother already make a goat? Why said the goat is easier, would have been better. Teretz says, Seyu v'seyu michle. Now in the Mazik that's there by the Beis Akisei is called Seyer. And Gedi is also called the Sirizim. So now if you use a Gedi, it's too close to the Mazik, it'll be no good. So as you say, Shade, She Beis Akisei, Doima l'seyu. Valayim Nemos Irim Yirakakusham. Sirim means the ghost, the shadim, they're dancing around him by the Beis Akisei. There's no good to have a ghost going through the Beis Akisei. That's the same name as the shade. Therefore, his mother Dafka made him a limb. Rab is at Marova Mekam Nedevi Resha. Before Rava became the Rosh Hashiva, this was the Maisiyah before by the Chalemus. That at the end, when Rava finally paid Behedya, then he gave the interpreter's dreams good. And the dream was, he said, Abaya's palace is falling down. So the dream interpretation was that Abaya is going to die, and now you, Rav, is going to take over, be the Rosh Hashiva. So here, so Rav, before Rav became Rosh Hashiva, is Mekartish Sholei Bas Rav Chizda. That was Rav's wife, Bas Rav Chizda. You should just have to shake Amguza Baliknish. She used to shake nuts in the glass when he went into the Beis Akisei. It's like to scare the Mazikim. So she'd be outside shaking this glass of nuts to scare away the mazikim. That's all she had to do. Shrashi Amguza looks up, Nesenis Egos Bisefel, she put a nut in a jar, Shon Lechoshes, or Mekarkish is brain, she shook it. Mi Bayis from outside, Ru Nifne Kenegdin Bachut. So she was inside, and he was outside, the house, outside together, being Nifne. Vashenkos is the more boss of the Moloch, after Rava became Rosh Yeshiva. So Shrashi boss of the Moloch means Venasa Rosh Yeshiva. So Rechshimu Tvei. Now he has to watch out more from the Amazikim. She is Kanoyim Ashedim Atamidik Achomim. Yoisim Shar Bnei Yodim. Because the Shedim have Kanoyis, are jealous of the Tamidik Achomim. So now he has to watch himself more. So what did his wife do? What did Rav's wife do? Avdalei Kivosa, she made a hole, a window, near the door to the Beis Akisei, a wall to the Beis Akisei. Omarto Lo Yodei Reisha, she stuck her hand in and put on top of his head when he was making. And that was our soul to save him from the Amazikim. Rashi Kivosom Chaloin Kineged Mokim Shunifna. She made a window near through the wall that he was nifna on the other side. Achurei Habayis, and she put her hand through, and then it was saved him. So Teis, there's a good cash here. Before the Maisi, the stories with the Chaloimis was first when Rava went to interpretation of Bar Hedji, he didn't pay him yet, So all the chloimis were bad. So one of the first chloimis was, he said that your wife is going to die. For his later the maisa was, then Rava finally paid Bar Hedya, and then later he started to interpret the dreams good. And then later he said on cover Rosh Shiva. So according to this cheshbon, his wife died before he became Rosh Shiva. And here it's Mashma, his wife was still alive. So Tony said, so you have to be madche, the eshleimah mikomakum leniftara ad achrabayah. And even though the dreams were taking place before, but that dream that his wife would die didn't take place till after first Abaya died, and then Rav became Rosh Hashiva, and then Rav's wife dies. So it was the Meister, Rav's wife was still alive, even though he became Rosh Hashiva. And she used to put her hand on top of his head. Omar Ula, Achurei Hageder Nifna Miyad. If you're going in the back of a fence, you're allowed to be Nifna right away. You don't have to go away. Even though there are people on the other side of the wall, Habi, you're on the other side, Asnias, you're allowed to make right there. You don't have to go away, further away from other people. If you're making in the Dika, in the open fields, Kolzaman Semeshatish. Kolzaman, that when you make and you make noises, nobody can hear you. People shouldn't hear the noises you make when you make. Then you have to go further away. You shouldn't hear the noise of the wind or what you're making coming out. You don't have to go so far away that people can't see you. That's even if you're making the back of a fence, still you have to move a little bit away that the people on the other side won't hear the noise you're making when you're making. Feel that's also a bizoin. You shouldn't do it. It's not sneeze. The people hear you. Then you have to go even further away that nobody can see you. It's not enough just they can't hear you. It has to be far that they can't even see you. People are working by Tyrus. In Beis Chabad, that's a place where you make the oil. You're squashing the olives to make oil. The nifnin, and you have to go make lachuri hageder, vein toirin. And all you have to do is just go in the back of the geder, and still we say the Beis Chabad is still tor. So you see, you're allowed to just go and make lachuri hageder. So it's a kasha according to Isi ben Yonosan. He says, even lachuri hageder, you have to go far away, at least that people can't hear the Yiddish. And here at Smashma, Abir in the back of the geder, it's enough. And the Gemara, we're talking about you're working to keep this Beis Chabad, the oil, tor. So if you're going to go away when you make, you're not going to be a shamer on it. We're afraid maybe some tumor will come and touch the Beis Chabad, touch the oil. So here we'll make a look. Well, you're making oil, but Tyrum, you have to be nearby to make sure no sheriffs, nobody tummy touches it. There you're allowed to be Nifna, I'll be right in the back of the wall. You don't have to go far away. Trashi Yitzin, Pesach Beis Chabad. Mishamrei Tyros Shal Shemin Beis Chabad. Somebody is a shemir watching this Tyros. And Mitzvah Chalufnas, if he has to go make, Yoitzim Mipesach Beis Chabad. He goes outside the door. V'nifta Lachur Yegeder. Shafnei Pesach. Rabbi is in back of the wall. V'yein Choshin Shemin B'teyekach Yikonas Amoritz. We're not afraid. Since he's right outside, Amoritz will come inside. V'yigia. Is Alma Nifnim Lachur Yegeder Miyad. Mashma Abi, you go right behind the wall at Smuter. And you don't have to go far away that people can't hear you. Since you're the shomer, if you go far away, we're afraid an amoritz will come in and touch it. We'll make all you to make right outside. To bashenkin, a regular person, isi ben yud holds, mi isi ben nos holds. You have to go far away that nobody should hear you making. That's also not sneeze. Toshma, kama yirchakov yotarim. How far can you go away? Trash your same thing. Shomer tyrus, someone is watching tyrus, and he has to go to make. How far can he go away to make in a still be called Torah? Kedei sheyehe reyehu. That Kozman, he can still see it. Smashmi can't go too far away. He has to be able to see the base of that. Shrashi kedei sheyehe reyehu. V'chivan deini yochel esrachik yoseh, since he can't go far away, that he can't see the base of that. Akorchachim mutzrach lefanois yifne. So since he can't leave it, when he has to go make, he's allowed to make right away. It's the view of the Issa, the boyish leyerenu. The kash on Issa, he says you have to make sure nobody can see you. The same terror, shan yochle tyrus, that kilo barabon. Since you're a shame here watching this tyrus, if you're going to go away, we're afraid that Amoritz will come and touch it, therefore here we'll more make. Trash the kilo barabon, and vishvil shmiros, and the kilo beta kise. There are more make to let you, even though it's not sneeze, to do it if somebody can see you, still we'll make. Rav Ashi Yomar, My Kozman Chen Khaveriye, what does that mean? Kozman people can't see you. The Krama Isi Ben Nosen Kozman Chen Khaver Royes Prua. It's no kasha. It just means people can't see the actual making, they can't see your bottom. When you're uncovered up, they can't see. But if they some see you at the top of you, that's all right. So mainly here also could be the same thing. You're far away that you could still see the base of bag, but just people can't see the bottom where you're making. That's all you have to hide. Joshua the day chazilei avlu atzma yeschaver yachliros loyachlik. He can see his friends. Just that they don't see his bottom where he's making. So mara who savdona there was a savson that means a maspid. Somebody said hespid upon a mace. The nochet came with Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman. Not on there was a mace there was a hespid. And Nachman by the hespid. And the savdon the maspid said Omar hi tsnua birchoisav. This person this nifter was a big tsnua in all his ways. Birchoisav heavy. Omri of Nachman, Rav Nachman asked the Maspid, At Eilas Badeh LeBeis HaKisei, did you go and see this person the way he makes in the Beis HaKisei? The Yodas, Im Tznuahi Im Lav, En Loi, I Tznuah Iloi, do you know if he was Tznuah or not? The Tanya, En Kurin Tznuah, which person is could be called the Shein Tznuah, El Lemi Shu Tznuah Beis HaKisei? That's the Ikat Tznius. If he watches himself, the basic you see not. So the more of Rav Nachman, my nafkuliminei. What did Nachman have to chepazich with the maspid? So if he wasn't so snu, so what? Let him stay as hespid. Like my nafkumino. There's his name. Mishum the time Rav Nevraisa. Kishem shenefroyim in amesim. Just like a person is mesach molasan, he has a lot of chatoim. In Shemayim, they give him a din of all the chatoim. His kach nefroyim in asastonim. The same thing. A guy that's maspid. If he says sheker. He says the guy's a tzaddik and he wasn't a tzaddik, they could also give him for din. We'll also give him a minish for that. Or minoinim achrayim, people say, yeah, he was a great tzaddik. That's also not right. You shouldn't say a shekel, even a shas hespid. He's a little bit more than he is, that you have had to say. You're allowed to say a little bit more. But to say a shakrin, if he wasn't a tznua, and you're going to say he's a tznua, it's worse off. It's no good for an iftar, it's no good for you. If Rav Nach was not put upon this maspid to know, do you know clear what you're saying, whether you're tznua or not? Tana Rabbon, Ezeo Tznua, who's called the Tznua, Bishar Beis Kisei, Zea Nifna Balaila, Bilokim Shnifna Bayoin. And even though by daytime when people can see you, you're more Tznua, you hide yourself more, so you do the same thing at night, even though at night you feel nobody can see you, but you're a Tznua, you know the Abishah can still see you, so you're Nifna the same way Tznias by night as by day. For the more Aini, V'omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Li'olam Yine Godam Esatzma Shachris V'yarvis. You should be nidig best means you should be rogel to go to the Beis HaKisei in the morning and at night. Kedei shelo yehei tzarach lesrachik. That you shouldn't have to go too far away. Rashi. Yinik adam atzma lifnit. You should be rogel to go make in the morning. Shachri is kodim ayim, early morning. V'yarvas mishach ha-shecho, at night time. Kedei shelo yehei tzarach lesrachik. Al meim lesrachik malayla. Mashma, you do it at night time, you don't have to go far away. As if you're going to make it in the daytime, you're afraid of people, you have to go outside in the woods. Mashenkin, if you make it night, they'll make it early morning when nobody's around, then you can make right nearby. So you see, you don't have to go far away by day, the same way you do it. You don't have to go far away at night, the same way you go away by daytime. Mashma, night, you can do it for cover right away, nearby. Vesu, rubber, be a moment, heavy, yours a lot, meal. Rover, the daytime he went out in the forest, a mile away he walked to be in the Mokum Snua. Over Lila, okay, a night time he had to go make, Omele Lesham, he told the Shamish, Penuli Duchte, Bruchaiva, Demosa, go find me a place in the city and street in the city. He didn't go a mile away, he made right away. Zemlech, you don't have to go as far away by night as by day. V'chein Omele Rabbi Zeiro Lesham, Rabbi Zeiro told the Shamish, Chazi man yika churi beis chavrin, to be in the Lemifna, just go check, make sure nobody's outside behind the beis chavrin, the bias will be the chavrin, and then I'll go make them. And the Gemara, loy teme b'mokim, don't say that at night, you have to go just as far away, as you go by daytime, eleima kedera shenifna b'yoyim. It just means you should be tznua, means make sure nobody sees you. Just like by daytime you make sure nobody sees you, but within a night time also you should make sure wherever you are, even if you're close by, but nobody should be around. Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu teme b'mokim, even though you say you have to be far away, lo nitzchel a keren zavis. Now if Kamina is a keren zavis, so Drashi le Keren Zavis, in Yesh Keren Zavis Samich, if you have a corner
nearby you, Sorach Lestalin Shom Balaila Kibayin, Layifla Begoli.
That's what it means. It means if close by you have it easy to get behind a corner within, nobody will see you, you're supposed to do that at night also. But if you have no corner away, then that's not me at night, you're not mechuyev to go very far away.
Rav Ashi Yamah Filu Tema B'Mokim Yelotin Gufa Omar Rav Yudu Omar Rav Lo'elom Yidna Godim Esatzmoy Shachris B'Yarvish should be able to go make in the morning and at night Kadesh Lo Yitzorach L'Srachik, because Delmo didn't have a base kiss in the house, he had to go out in the fields, so in the daytime you have to go far away, so save yourself the trip, be able to make it early in the morning and at night. Tanya Nami Hochi Benazo Yemeh Hashkem, get up early in the morning B'Tzei, means go make Baharev at night time B'Tzei Kadesh Lo Yitzorachik, you won't have to go far away to make. Mimashmesh, you should check yourself or rub around there the mokum, be shave and then sit down. Of the alteshiv, don't first sit down to make with the shamish and with the mashmesh, and then like rub yourself there to check yourself. Mashmesh. The shamish Rashi bitzura with a rock. Or the kisim with a kisim is a glass. Liftoyach nekavim, right, to rub on the bottom there, like to open up the hole there. And then read the Masechta Shabbos. Loshinachem mishamesh hamoishev shlo yehi meluchlach. It means you should check, make sure the place there is not dirty. Loshin rishon hagan, the first parashat Beredim came lomuli mishum kshavet kondem mishum shofim as kishiv typically kibun shoshim kvam lechlochem begodev v'ma yom mishum shus. Wasn't going to help you late if you sat down in a dirty place. Not going to help you. The mash of the first parashat that they used to rub themselves there, that would open up to make them go. So you're supposed to first rub yourself and then sit down. But once you sit down, you shouldn't rub yourself. Shekol ha-yoshiv, if somebody sits down first, or memashmir, then he rubs himself, as afilu oisin kishof in basfamir, afilu they make kishif in Spain, boyin ola, kishif comes. There's not magabe zman as there so much, because now we don't have this kishif. Zman ha-gemar, there's a lot of kishif there, and if you do these things, the basic kisei, it was like causing the kishif to come upon you. The anshiv yosiv, you forgot, and first you sat down, and then you rubbed yourself, and so now the sakono, the kishuf will come upon you. Ma'itakante, what chase? How can you misaki yourself? Ki koi, when you come up or go out, lema sarati, lema hochi. Loli, loli, don't come to me, don't come to me, this kishuf. Loi tochim, loi tachtim. These are different names of kishuf. Loi hani, loi mahani. Loi chashi, de chashim, loi chashi, de chashosam. These are all different types of names of kishuf. It's a segula to save you from the kishuf. Rashi, the Rashi, Rashi, by Mechsheshev, Mechashev, Zochel, Mechsheshev, Mechsheshev, Nekevo, the different types of Kishev. You say this Gula, it saves you from Kishev. Tanya ben Azayimim.